You just entered this restaurant, right?
Yeah, shenanigans.
It's yeah. Well, it's called Frankie Freeze Place.
From Office Space?
Is it
From
from Office
Office.
Space or is it from Waiting or both?
I think.
Shenanigans is I think in Office Space. Or in
Oh yeah, same.
or something like that. I
Oh,
mean they're
it's
and
certainly
Super
a
Troopers.
Bennigan's ripoff.
Yeah. It was definitely in Super Troopers.
Shenanigans?
Oh yeah, shenanigans. That's the other
The next person who says shenanigans, I'm gonna pistol whip them.
one.
Didn't age
So
too
we're in
well.
shenanigans?
Yeah, well,
No, we're
it's called Frankie Frames.
Oh, Frankie Frames. I knew that.
Oh, AKA shenanigans.
Yeah. Or,
We all call it shenanigans because,
you know,
what's there's
Frankie
signs
Frame.
on the ceiling that just say yeast.
I thought that was like a Rick and Morty joke, but then I saw the yeast sign. Then I looked up.
Right.
Some yeast.
So this room is one of those chain restaurants that looks like a wacky tavern with all kinds of bright lights and kitschy crap on the walls. Numerous patrons cower at their tables. Could the appetizers really be that bad?
Wait, are they appetizers or appetizers?
They're appetizers.
Are there
What kind of
appies?
appetizers are we talking about? Are we talking fries or are we talking shrimps?
Well, I mean, you're gonna
Quesadilla?
have to ask one of the people that work there.
Do they got quesadillas? I love
But
quesadillas.
do you have sour cream?
And tacos. I like some fresh tacos. Little mini ones.
If we were playing in person, that would not be on Annie's back. It'd be wrapped up beside our heads.
An animatronic iguana wearing overalls and a straw hat comes over and says, "Hi, welcome to Frankie Frames. You
Oh,
all
I
need a
remember this
drink?"
guy.
She's trying to be like some kind of Southern belle and carrying a guitar. Except she's a lizard and her name tag reads Layla.
So, Layla. Hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
How
Uh,
Y'all need
howdy.
a drink?
No, I'll just have some yeast, please.
Oh, we're fresh out of yeast.
What do you have on tap?
Beer.
I'll have a beer.
Okay, go find a table.
Shaken, not
Wait,
stirred.
just sit wherever we want. How are the appetizers here?
They are really that bad.
Wow.
Like bad tasting, bad
That's
taste,
honest. This is an honest business.
or bad taste, perhaps, or just a bad selection?
Yes.
Huh. Well, you've been eminently helpful, Layla.
I'm gonna go get that shaken beer. And what did you order again?
Yeast.
Beer. Yeast? Oh yeah, we're out of yeast.
I'll have your yeastiest beer then.
Okay. So then she leaves. And she's gone for a little while. Later.
Right. I would like to I go see if there's booths, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And you said it's like half like crowded or
Yeah, there's, a quarter of the tables are full.
can I sit in a corner booth?
Sure. And as you walk by some of the other patrons, you hear them like crying and they're just scared. They can't really talk at all because they're just looking around.
You guys get a bad vibe from this
Scared.
place?
I got a bad vibe from this place. I
You
sit
feel like
down
crying? I
very
mean, I always feel
heavily.
like crying. Oh, it could just be everything. It's a very stressful time right now.
So, just a question. Is it meant that all these people look the same, or that was just.
It's just like soccer moms.
Okay. All right. Soccer moms, like
People that like just
people that cry.
go to shenanigans
Okay.
or Chili's or they're supposed to be commoners. And I didn't feel like looking up a different picture and making a token for each one.
No, that's fine. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, I start looking around and there's quite a lot of soccer moms here, like common people who are sad. It's kind of bringing me down.
It's sad to be common.
You see some of them just staring off into space. Some are hiding under tables. Some are really, they're making like forts out of the other tables that are in the restaurant.
Is there something to perceive perhaps?
No. Okay. I mean, you're seeing all this as you're walking by.
Okay. Can I like yell out to one of them?
Absolutely. You can just like talk to them. You don't have to yell at them. It seems like these people have been through a lot lately.
What is going on?
Probably should not yell at them.
Excuse me, Debbie?
What? Who's there?
I'm Ari of Strongbow Clan. What's going on here?
We're not allowed to leave.
But you're like stuck in here?
Yeah, we cannot leave.
Is that why you're crying?
Yes, I've been here for years, I think. I don't know.
And the appetizers are that bad?
Haven't gotten better?
There's never any food.
What about appetizers? I was told about tacos.
No, you weren't.
I was promised yeast.
No, you weren't.
You don't know that, Debbie.
I've been trying to order yeast for 3 years. Oh, they're always out.
Now I understand.
And then Debbie crawls back into her fort made out of the chairs.
So I correctly guessed her name?
No.
Oh.
God.
Wait, no. Hold on. Where are you going? I see you're hiding.
She does not come out.
Just leave her alone. This sounds pretty spooky.
Do you think we should make a fort?
I think we should try to make our way out of here.
I'm going to jump on a table.
What?
Give me an athletics check.
I forgot how to do that. Skills? Athletics?
Yeah. Or acrobatics. Acrobatics.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, although I'm worse at acrobatics. So. Success by... Oh. Zero, I guess. I don't know. I have a 10.
You have a 10. So you jump up on the table, but you slide on a napkin and fall and just embarrass yourself.
Oh, okay.
Well,
but I'm going to like still get up and stand on the table.
All right.
What do you want from us, monster?
Come out, you coward. Who are you shouting at?
What's the deal with this place?
Layla the Wizard.
It did sound like I was yelling at Debbie, but that's not what I was yelling at. Come on and fight me.
She just went hiding in the fucking dinner fort, like even harder, man. Like, I can't. Now she's not coming out.
That's not who I was yelling at. I'm not yelling at Debbie. I'm yelling on behalf of Debbie.
You're standing on the table in front of her fort.
Yeah, but. I'm clearing it up now.
Layla the Lizard walks up and tells you to get off the table.
Layla, we need some answers and we need them now.
Are y'all ready to order?
Wait, what's going on here?
I'm just trying to serve some food.
There's never any food. We know all about it. Now, what's the deal?
This is just a restaurant.
Then why is Debbie so scared?
I would like to leave.
You're more than welcome to go.
All right, I make my way to the door.
You do have to pay for your beer.
Fair.
I ain't paying for shit.
Well, he didn't get yeast, and I didn't get my beer yet either.
She sets it down in front of you.
Oh,
she was carrying it the whole time. Yeah, that's why she drank it.
Like servers,
too. I drink it, and I try to trug it. Is that an athletics check?
Let's see here.
Chugging a beer. Is that sleight of hand? No.
Sleight of throat.
Ugh.
got to be. Performance?
Oh, yeah. Give me a performance check. I didn't see that one.
Normal?
Yeah.
15.
Successfully chug the beer.
But I'm not good at it, so I'm like, I got it all over me.
All this yeast just falls into your face.
Oh! Why does this always happen when I try to do something cool?
They're going to put that on your tombstone. I'm oddly impressed.
Oddly? Very oddly. I'll take it.
Very oddly. I mean, you are my dad.
Fair.
Now, what are you doing now? Are you strutting?
I am making my way around the bar strutting. Exactly. I'm kicking my legs out like I'm a fucking sailor. I'm a little drunk because I haven't had a drink all afternoon. Or today. I mean, I think I had a little cooking sherry early.
You can't drink cooking sherry. It's disgusting.
Just do glasses. You can drink cooking sherry.
I'm 16 and I know that.
You can do that. Listen, it's like we're in a.
But should you?
No. But now I'm covered in yeast, so.
All right, I will sort of sidestep towards the door.
All right, we're sidestepping, sashaying to the door.
All right, so you walk through the door then?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, you walk through the door, and once you get through, you realize you just entered the same building.
My God.
Oh, my, it's never any shenanigans. So it's the exact same room? It's not like a copy? It's like...
The exact same thing. It's like you walk through the front door again.
Like Pac-Man.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the barkeep?
Yeah. Well, that's Iggy.
Okay.
Layla.
All right. I demand to know why I cannot leave this bar.
Because you're not allowed to.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because you can't.
What?
That's what Layla said? I thought Layla said we could leave.
Yeah, she was fucking with you.
But now she's saying we can't leave?
Yeah. So another patron comes up and drags you over to his table.
Oh, fuck.
What does he look like?
Come on, sit over here. He looks like a soccer mom.
Oh, but it's a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a lot of liquid courage, and I'm wanting to, like, I'll take her down a notch. I'll get out of here, you know?
Just sit down.
All right.
We gotta have a talk over here.
All right.
You cannot leave.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying.
Come back in here.
No, I know. You guys keep saying that, but I refuse to believe it.
Yeah, I think we can leave. We just haven't tried hard enough.
I've died countless amounts of times.
Died?
Here. Yes.
Died?
Oh, so you tried escaping by suicide?
No.
He died?
No. Every 12 hours.
You die?
All of the automatons have what they call the slaughter fest.
Oh dear.
Which is where they kill every single one of us.
Is it painful?
And it's extremely painful if you don't die in a non-painful way. Or if you die in a very painful way.
So it's painful if you die in a painful way? That seems like a
after apology. The slaughter fest is done, once they kill all of us in here. We come back to life.
Well, that's good.
And it's like we just walked right into the door.
12 hours. How many hours do we have now?
It looks like at a clock on the wall, it says, I think 2.
Oh, boy.
God, that's terrifying.
Has anyone ever defeated the tormentors?
I want out. There's no way my Ray of Frost is going to do anything. It's no fireball. I can't take out a fucking robot army here. Oh, I need out. I'm going to start panicking right now. I'm going to hide underneath the desk. Oh, God.
Don't mind him. He does this. Now, how do we beat them?
We've never been able to kill any of them because we're not fighters. We just came here to eat some mini tacos, and they didn't even have them.
But do they have yeast?
I think at some point, maybe. I don't
yeast
know.
Today.
I didn't
what
ask.
Is yeast? I Why do you want to drink yeast? What is with your age
I
group?
Thought you were under the table. Die.
You want yeast?
I what saw the site on? For yeast. Now I got a taste for yeast. So sue me.
You've never had yeast.
But now I want it. I can't explain it. All right. Well, what if, but have you ever been trained in, say, a Layla, montage?
Layla comes up to the table and sets down a cranberry juice and says, here, I've been hearing you've had some trouble with yeast lately.
Oh, is there yeast in cranberry?
No.
All right.
Cranberry juice gets rid of yeast infections.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No, it's UTIs. Never mind.
What are you supposed to? Oh, I'm not going to play with you in that space. All right. Yeah, I sip it gingerly. But, okay. These automatons. First, yes. What's an automaton?
The robots.
They're robots.
There's five of them here.
Is Layla a robot?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yes. You said it was animatronic.
Yeah.
Where's the
there
wires?
There are five of them.
Okay. So we have to defeat them.
You already met Layla.
Okay.
There's Billy the Beaver.
Uh-huh.
Buster the Bear.
Uh-huh.
Piggy Wigglebutt.
All right.
And Tommy T. Toad.
Got it. All right. Now, what?
And as he's doing that, he points to each one of them.
And do they have different instruments?
They do, I think.
Okay.
Do they?
Do you want to know what they songs? Are?
Yeah, please go one by one.
Okay.
Do they know it's my birthday?
It's not your birthday. Quit saying that.
No one celebrated my birthday this year. I want to do it here. If I'm going to die in 2 hours, might as well make them sing for me first.
Will they do a birthday song? I mean,
Did you not miss the part, or did you miss the part where you come back after the Slaughterfest is over?
When you come back, is it a different day? Multiple or is it going to be his? No. Is it going to be his birthday for eternity?
Not you just said it's not his birthday.
But what if he insists it is?
Then he's wrong. Okay. I guess.
Great. So it's the same, but it's the same day every day.
Same day. Yes.
For eternity.
Yes.
So it'll never be his birthday.
It'll never be his birthday. Unless if you somehow get out of here.
That's somehow sadder. You'll never have a birthday again.
Oh my God.
Unless if you get out of here.
Yeah, but you already said we can't. This is where we live now.
I mean, if you just want to keep getting murdered every 12 hours.
All right.
Does it unnerve you, Game Master, how easily we just gave up?
We live here now.
Do you have any plans?
All right. Roll credits.
Wait, no. But what instruments do they play?
So Billy Beaver has a washboard and spoons.
Okay.
Buster the Bear is a banjo.
All right.
Layla the Lizard is a guitar and a straw hat.
That's not an instrument. I guess it could be in a pinch.
Right. So Piggy Wiggle has a clay jug.
All right.
And Tommy T. Toad is the singer.
All right. So this is some kind of hootenanny band. Have they ever played?
No, they're too busy serving and doing stuff around the restaurant.
Interesting. Boo looks like he's looking up Layla and Buggy Bear on the internet. He's going to get Buggy Bear and
you probably
Piggy Wiggy.
You probably shouldn't Google image search Piggy Wigglebutt. It's either going to be terrifying or extremely cute.
Dude, at my wedding, they asked me about that, what the show we referenced in our vows. I said Big O, and he searched it, but he always said it. It said Big Ho. That was funny. It's like no. Anyway, continue.
So that's where we're at here.
All right.
We get killed every 12 hours and made to live through it.
Can I'm gonna go like this, you know, like that awkward thing you do at Waiters. trying to get Layla's attention.
Oh, okay. Layla comes over.
Hey, Layla.
Howdy.
You deceived us.
You deceived us.
How?
Are you some kind of murder bot?
Me? Little me? No.
I'd like to speak to the manager.
Oh, I am the manager, Shudder.
Oh, oh, dear.
I'd like a refund.
You never paid.
So, tell me about that guitar on your back. Is that just for show?
No, I could use it very well.
I know you can play. You look like you got strumming fingers. Finger-picking fingers.
Who says that, Summer?
Honestly. Yeah, I can play very well.
Give me...
Is there something you want?
Give me a few bars. Take a load off.
I'm too busy for that.
It's only 2 hours till quitting time. Just, you know...
No, 2 hours is when the fun starts.
Okay. Well, why don't you...
And I gotta prepare for it. And I think so do you.
Yeah, but how about you play some music?
How about you drink that cranberry juice and get rid of your yeast?
Give me the fucking guitar.
No. It's my guitar.
All right. I guess you better get back to work.
Give me that fucking guitar. Did you think that was going to work?
I don't know. You're not doing anything.
I am very scared.
It being your birthday is not helping either.
It's not. No one has wished me happy birthday yet. Even my own
Layla over. Layla overhears that and comes back and goes, "It's your birthday today?"
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to give something very special then.
It's good.
Is it a song?
Well, it'd be nice to be recognized by by someone other than my family.
What the fuck?
What did you just say?
I don't know. I found this chocolate on the floor, and it's not too good.
Yeah, it's making you talk all crazy.
That's also something Jerry would do.
He's turning into Jerry.
It's slowly overtaking him.
I'm going to sit underneath the bench now.
Okay, right. So the guy you're talking to gets up and goes back to his table with his son. And you can see him start to, like, turn the table over to get prepared to try to defend themselves.
Do you think we should get prepared to defend ourselves?
I am prepared. I'm very much underneath the table right now. Okay. This is my fort. Get out unless you're going to help out.
All right. I'm going to shoot something.
A what?
I don't know, but something needs shooting.
Is it me? Because I just put me out of my misery before these things get here.
All right. You're right. Let's just give up. No, we're not giving up. Maybe we can
I'm going to hold my breath.
Roll for death. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Well, how long was that?
Oh, no, that was only a couple of seconds.
Oh, no.
That was maybe 30.
Summer, I'm going to have a panic attack. I'm not ready for this.
All right.
All I have is Ray of Frost.
Yeah, I know, but Ray of Frost has helped us in the past. What?
I've got one more idea. I can turn invisible.
All right.
I'm going to turn invisible.
Wait.
When they get here.
That doesn't help me.
I can give you my spider climb. I think I can pass that power on to you. So you can hang on the wall or ceiling.
I'm not sure you can do that.
I think I can. I seem to remember thinking I can give
you. Oh, you can cast it on me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
That sounds right.
So you're just going to stick me to the wall?
Ceiling. It's after that, you're on your own. I can't do anymore. I'm only a humble wizard. And I'm going to go invisible.
You're also not very humble.
No, I am very, very, very insecure.
All right. How much time do we have now?
About an hour and a half.
Huh. Do we have explosives?
Explosions?
I highly doubt it.
Maybe I should check my inventory.
I don't think there's anything in this game that explodes.
Everything explodes, Andy. My butt exploded at one point.
No, he's right.
It was just missing.
No. Then what was
after that? It exploded?
What was that noise?
It was a fart.
All right. I have a bedroll.
Famously does not explode.
Carpenter's tools. Can I build a house? I would like a fort.
That's up to you, but you only have an hour and a half.
I know. I don't think it's going to help. Huh. How much health do I have? 18 remaining. Can I take a nap for health?
I can give you a short rest.
I mean,
give us a rest.
Yeah, give me a rest.
I think that's what that does.
What does it do? It gives me like power.
Like how much health it?
100.
I don't think that's true.
200?
Oh, yeah, you know, 200 something, right?
All right.
All right.
All right. We are so fucked. We are boned.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to defeat five things.
Automatons. I don't even know what that is.
It's like a... Where are they getting a Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, that's not making it any better.
But hopefully it makes it more understandable.
All right, so yeah, if you want to take a long rest, roll a...
Well, it won't be long, because it isn't long like
or days. Short, I'm sorry, short rest.
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to waste all the time that we have. By resting.
What are you going to be doing? Oh.
Says to roll a hit dice, but I don't know which the hit dice are. Is that, I think that's just a regular die.
No, a hit dice is a d10.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that. It just says here hit dice on my sheet. Hit dice, and it calls it 1d10. Although Jerry's is 1d6.
1d6. Okay. So yeah, Tiger rolled 2d10.
2d10s?
Yeah, because you get one hit dice for each.
For each what?
Level you are.
Nice. All right, so 2d10. Bitchin'.
Okay. So you regain 6 health.
All right.
Okay, boo.
Did you change it?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to take a rest or do you want to prepare?
I'm going to take a rest. I mean, I don't know what my health is right now. I don't think it's good.
13.
Yeah, I'll take a rest.
Okay, then roll 2d6.
What's the command again? r/?
Slash r.
Slash r. And what was it, 1d6?
2d6. Eight.
Bitch.
That's right.
Okay, so now you have a half hour left.
Huh. What's my health up to now?
21. Why did it change it? Why doesn't it? Doesn't change.
What is health?
Yeah.
I can't. Trying to
change it. Oh, that's because it's...
Probably because it's max. It says only
14, but that's not right.
Why not?
Because I thought we leveled them up. Oh, you're hit. Yeah, so I think you're at max then, Boo, at 14. Because your initial one is 8, well, so you have pretty low health.
Oh, 8.
So 14 health?
Yeah.
Cool.
So he took a nap for no reason?
I mean, basically.
That's pretty great. All right. I will use my carpenter's tools.
I was down to 12 HP.
You were down to 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're at 14.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't completely, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's some.
Depends.
Plus, I was sleepy. So, in-game, I wanted to sleep.
Yeah, you were pretty drunk.
Take that.
And Henri.
And Henri. And scared. And, you know, I sleep like a baby when I'm scared.
Interesting. I would like to build.
Okay, what are you going to build?
Well, I don't know if I mentioned, but I do have carpenter's tools.
You brought that up once or twice, yeah.
Okay, I would like to build fortifications.
Okay. How are you going to do that?
With my carpenter's tools, which I have. I
understand that point.
Out of tables.
What are you going to... Okay.
So and chairs, it. Maybe stools. Well... So I would like to, take a couple, tables and take their tops off and make like walls.
Okay.
Like double wall and maybe take the, tables or not the tables. I said that already, the stools and, you know, put them sideways to hold the wall up. How many tables can I take?
What do you want? Because there are other people in here that are trying to that have built forts out of their tables too.
Okay. I would like to take one more and put it over the top so it's shaped like an L.
Okay.
And
like over a booth or something?
Yeah, actually, yes. So I have like it's kind of like a bunker.
Okay.
Like a wooden bunker in
just
a booth.
Just big enough for you?
No, I mean I assume Jerry was underneath the booth already.
Yep.
Yeah, and I enclosed us in without asking. Although it does have the side effect, we can't get out.
Well, while you're in the middle of doing that, because you're not going to get that done in a half hour.
Depends.
No. All right. So the lights turn off. You hear a bunch of sirens going off, and you just see a bunch of strobe lights.
Oh, dear.
And you see Layla bring out her guitar and start strumming on it. And you hear this really, really catchy song. As they start going crazy and smashing everyone with their guitar or with their instruments.
Oh, dear. Are people dying?
Yeah, you hear screams everywhere.
Is it bloody?
Very.
I'm kind of imagining, have you ever seen, what's that Quentin Tarantino, Dust Till Dawn? Where they're at the strip club and then... And
it's vampires.
Yeah, it's vampires.
Yeah. Well, yeah, something like that. So... Roll for initiative.
Whoa,
I'm hiding. They don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, maybe they didn't see us.
They know where you're at. They know where everyone's at. They watch. They watch you build this, and you didn't get done with it the whole way.
Yeah, but what if one of us was invisible and the other one was stuck to the ceiling?
They can still see you.
Well, okay. Me, I'm invisible.
They'll find you.
Also, you're not invisible. You forgot to go invisible.
I didn't forget. I'm holding it out till the last minute.
All right. And then you're going to leave me out to dry, aren't you?
I mean, it fits character.
Not this character.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. Oh, here, I can roll for initiative now. Oh, yeah, baby.
Look at all those dice. Man.
Right. Ari's first.
All right. okay. Is it blocked basically the same as how you have everything laid out here? Like where everyone's standing, basically? Or do you want to move
it? Oh, those are just like... no, because they're... All the characters are like close to each other. Because they're seeing in and doing, you know, destroying everyone during the slaughter fest. Okay. So they're going around from like table to table.
Okay. Just, oh boy.
Just murderizing everyone.
Okay, so they're going like table to table and we're like the last table maybe, or like just one of the tables?
You're just one of the tables. You don't know.
Okay. All right. I am going to shoot the shoot at the singer. I forgot which one was the singer. Piggy Butt.
Tommy T. Toad.
Oh, he's a toad. Okay. You don't have them named here.
I do not. But okay. Tommy T. Toad is the ogre.
Okay.
Shrek.
I love the ghoul. Is the ghoul from Fallout. From Megaton. I only know that because I blew everybody up in Megaton. I forgot. What do I have to roll? 1d10?
No, it's a d20.
Oh, that's damage. Okay, yeah. So it's plus 7, though.
Yes, with the bow.
Right. So just a... Okay, so just a d20. That's no good.
You missed.
Is he mad?
Couldn't even tell. That's how much you missed. Shit. So the ghoul takes out this commoner. And the commoner gets thrown across the room. And
brutal.
I'm hiding.
Yes, we know. It's not very good hiding if you keep telling us you're hiding. I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just so scared.
For 3 damage. And she lands just over somewhere. It's kind of just laying there.
So where'd I find
Buster the bear
attractive? Huh? So where'd I find her attractive? The commoner?
Layla?
No, the commoner.
The lizard?
No, the woman.
The commoner.
The commoner. The soccer mom. She's hot.
She's. You should probably zoom in on the picture.
All right. Fine. Ruin my dreams. Oh, wait. No, I'm just spinning.
So the bugbear then attacks the other person at the table.
He's not terrible, but definitely she is a commoner. Oh, I could should get back my time.
Half finished tent. I don't see what's wrong with her.
Okay.
So what if she is old?
So the bugbear bashes the commoner with his banjo. And this one is just a pulp now after being beaten with the banjo.
Like a good pulp, though, right?
It's like a pulp that was like really sexy when she was like 18. Yeah.
But dead.
Yeah, except super dead.
It's a dead pulp? Super dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dead pulp.
So the owlbear starts walking its way towards you guys.
Maybe it'll listen to reason.
Maybe he won't see me.
Now it's Boo's turn.
Does it see us?
I cast invisibility.
You are gonna screw me.
Do you have any spell slots left?
I used invisibility once. I don't remember how this works.
Yeah, I think you only have one spot left, or one spell slot left.
So think wisely.
Is it a two spot or a one spot?
You have one of each.
All right. Yeah, invisibility.
Hey.
How does that help?
Find out.
Don't you want to help?
I mean, I'm probably helped in a little bit, but right now, I don't want to die.
You're right. So let's see how this doesn't matter because we're going to get murdered and we're going to have to come back and we're going to get murdered again.
I think I'm going to go with invisibility then.
Great.
Okay. You cast invisibility and you use the spell slot for it.
That's fine.
It's not fine. None of this is fine.
All right.
All right. So the ogre starts to walk, starts to follow. Or I'm sorry.
I thought he was a toad.
Yeah. Tommy T. Toad starts following the Billy the Beaver.
Was he like smell us or some shit?
Maybe. And Tiger, your turn.
Does invisibility include smell?
All right, shut up. Don't tell him. You do it.
I am going to shoot at the... Oh shit, you just said it. The beaver. Yeah, shoot the beaver.
Billy Beaver?
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
All right, roll a d20.
Ah, fuck.
So you do not hit him. Oh, wait. What's your 7? Yeah, you do.
No, I already added the 7.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I just saw... the 7 on the dice. I didn't see the 14. Okay. So you do hit him.
Did I hit him last time too?
No.
You want to check that math?
Yes. Or no, I don't.
Okay. Is he dead now?
Roll how much damage you do.
Is it? It was just 1d10, I think.
Yeah.
I thought I was adding plus for something.
Plus 3.
Why is it +3?
Because that's what it is.
It's like a sweeter bow or something.
No, the better bow went from 1d8 to 1d10, but you always had +3 piercing.
Oh, okay. Huh.
More damage. He is not dead.
Suck it, beaver.
So now the ghoul starts walking over to the other tables.
He's not a ghoul.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Layla, the lizard, starts walking to the other tables to take care of the other commoners, and I'm not going to waste my time doing the
rolls for that. That's a good idea, but make sure that they take some damage, though.
They're dead.
Pulp?
Pretty much.
But attractive pulp.
Sure.
Oh my god.
What? No good?
It's
a little tough to swallow.
I bet she's not tough to swallow.
And then...
Get it? Because she's liquefied?
Buster the Bear starts walking over and does the same thing to someone else.
This is bad news.
Now, the owl... Or not the owl. Billy the Beaver gets close to the fort that you have built.
Yes, but impenetrable.
Attempted to build, because you didn't finish it.
Because I was too busy sleeping.
Yeah. And attempts to take out the front wall of it.
Summer, get out there and stop it.
Be gone, Beaver. 10.
And he's able to move it just a little bit, but not completely into, to open it wide open.
What is the armor class of the
Beaver?
No, not of the Beaver. Of the wall.
I was just doing it like a 50-50 kind of thing.
Oh, okay. A fort kick ass.
So now it's Boo's turn.
Oh, what am I supposed to do? I'm heading. Can I skip my turn?
I mean, you can't skip it, but you can just kind of sit there, I guess. It's not like you don't get to go later.
I just don't. I don't want to spoil where I'm hidden. Plus, I'm pretty much tapped out on all my major spells. What about
Priya Frost? Isn't that like a spell trip or whatever?
Cantrip.
All right, can I use Mage Hand to make a fake hand and throw something to distract the Beaver?
But it cannot weigh that much.
Right. So, like,
I think it's only up to like 10 pounds or something.
Yeah, like a mug. Right.
Can I just... Yeah, a mug.
A mug?
Yeah.
Okay, to throw it where? Just away?
Just anywhere. Just away.
Okay, yeah.
All right, cool.
Roll a d20.
Great job. Excellent mage hand.
You successfully throw the mug, but it does not phase the...
Doesn't even distract him?
Billy Beaver.
Oh, man.
No, there's so much other noise going on and screaming from the murders of the other patrons.
I hate this
and
place.
And sirens and lights flashing and strobe lights.
I'm going on my phone right now to give it a bad yelp. This place is going down a star if before I die, let me tell you.
You don't have a phone.
I mean, I'm just going to yell. I didn't say I had a... I mean...
You did say... You literally said you had a phone.
All right, I'm your phone. I'm Kefir, pretending to be Jerry, who's also Boo. I got a lot of layers to work with.
He's here, like right? An onion. Smelly, invisible onion.
Okay. I'm like Shrink.
Shrink?
So the... Piggy Wiggle Butt.
Ugh.
Is that me?
No.
It was worth a try.
Piggy Wiggle Half Butt.
No, I'm full butt now.
Oh, yeah. Starts walking over towards the other group of guests, but does not do anything. And then... Tommy T-Toad finishes walking up next to Billy Beaver.
Wait a second. Did we have a Tommy Two Butts already? And now we have a Tommy Toad?
Tommy T-Toad, yeah.
Is every third person here named Tommy?
His full name is Thomas.
All right.
Funny shit.
All right.
So now we're being surrounded.
Yes. And now, Tiger, your turn.
I'm going to light this shit on fire.
Oh, my God.
How?
With fire. I have a tinderbox, which I assume is like a matchbox. And I have 10 torches.
Okay.
I'm going to burn it down. Fort Kickass is going up in flames.
So you're going to burn yourself with it?
No, not per se.
It kind of seems like what you're going for.
I'm going to try not to.
How are you going to attempt that?
I'm going to light it on fire.
Light the torches or the fort?
The fort.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cover my face in my cloak, which is
And your cloak sweet. Can stop fire.
I mean, I'm not going to... It will... I mean, I got to do something. These people are on top of us. I'm not going to be able to kill both of them. So I got to try something. We're going to die anyway, and we're going to come back to life. And then we have to live it over again. I've got to do some wild card shit.
Okay.
So can I do that?
Sure. Give me... Survival.
Survival?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I have the survival game.
Am I gonna light on fire and die?
Yes.
Find out.
All right.
Well. Like you said, what's the worst that happens? You die and you come back. Okay, so you successfully light the fire and light the torch.
All right.
And then you just
asphyxiate. I mean, what are the other like? So it goes up in flames, and I'm assuming the animatronics are afraid of fire.
Why would they be afraid of fire?
They've never.
Reason.
No one's ever thought. No one's ever thought to light a fire before.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, fires never happen in restaurants, especially restaurants that never serve food.
There's a stove.
Yeah, but they're not doing anything.
So
with it.
They do cook. So they're not that scared of fire.
God damn it. Who made a fucking chef the game master? Stupid. Just he's a goddamn beaver.
Animatronic beaver.
And a toad. They're cold blooded. He probably exploded from fire.
It's a robot. There is no blood.
You're so fucked.
All right. My turn is over. Unless you give me another turn. Can I also shoot an arrow?
No.
All right. Great.
So the ghoul, seeing that there's this fire that starts walking towards the fire.
He's attracted to fire?
Yeah. The lizard? Yeah.
That seems unnecessarily punitive.
He's coming for you. They're fucked.
It was going to happen either way.
Buster Bear goes and takes care of this commoner.
Sexually?
Now Billy the Beaver starts attacking.
The fire.
The barricade.
No! Go away!
Which is now significantly weakened by fire. Also, they're impervious to fire and attracted to it.
Do something.
I did something. I lit it on fire.
So the beaver knocks away the table.
Uh-huh.
That's on fire, spreading the fire elsewhere.
All right. And also ruining our chance at asphyxiation, which was my backup plan.
You didn't complete the fort.
Yeah, but you could always die of smoke.
Real way, he kind
and you
did.
Still can die even though the fire's away.
But really, in a sense, the fort
Who
was
is your turn?
Inside of us the whole time. The fort was the friends we made along the way. It was metaphorical, you see.
I blast. So we're wide open, right?
Yeah.
All right, Ray of Frost, hardcore right now.
It's going to put the fire out.
I didn't say it was a good idea. It's That's all I've got. All right. That and my speed.
You have speed?
No.
No.
All right. Against who?
The buggy, whoever's right in front of me.
That is Thomas T. Toad.
Yeah, Thomas Toad is getting flayed or
frozen. Okay, so go ahead and roll a d20.
Slash. Also, since he's an amphibian, I think this should get extra. It should get extra because it, you know, amphibians.
We tried that already. It turns out he's actually a robot.
All right, but okay. So since he's a robot and robots move slower because of the cold, I think I should have an extra.
But he's also on fire. So
no, he's not.
He could be.
He's not. I'm telling you, he's not.
He is frozen.
And
I think that's what happens.
Can, oh my god! Robots hate.
Cold. Okay, roll one d8.
Did that guy we talked to already die? Mm-hmm. Oh boy!
Oh boy!
All
right. And then as soon as you do that, you lose your invisibility.
Oh, come on!
As soon as you cast a spell, you lose your invisibility.
That true?
Yes.
What was that invisibility doing you anyway?
Keeping me safe.
For how long?
I'm going to remember this. When I go invisible next time, I'm not helping. Huh. I'm so mad.
At me?
Such pain is bullshit. No, I'm mad
at my magic. I don't even believe in magic.
I'm mad at my magic. It's so stupid and the rules are so dumb. This game is stupid.
Yeah, well, I cast fire.
So Piggy Wigglebutt takes out. He's at that table full, or with that guy that was asking your questions.
The Wigglebutt is
talking to you.
He's the
orc.
Oh,
okay. I'm sure he'll do okay
over here. And he kills like I don't know this guy's cousin or something.
All right.
His cousin.
Oh, because we can tell because of the resemblance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after you're just getting blasted with a ray of frost. Thomas T. Toad attacks. Boo.
No. Leave me alone.
He's invisible.
But trying to hide behind something and pretend to be invisible.
Fire.
Yes. What's your AC?
12, but I think that upgraded.
Yeah, I think it's 15 now.
Yeah.
So it does not hit you.
Hey!
It is Tiger's turn.
17 AC.
That's pretty cool.
No, I don't think it's 17. I think it's 15.
Can I more fire?
I have 12 plus 5 on my notes from the 25th, so.
12 plus 5. Oh, I don't write your
name. For my armor class. I'm just saying, if you want to make it 15, I don't care that much. I'm just letting you know that.
I don't think it's plus 5. 17 seems really high.
I don't care that much if you want to lower it.
But I think 15 is where it should be at.
Yeah, well, I think it's bullshit.
What are you going to do with more fire?
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. I will shoot an arrow.
Okay.
Into Jerry. No, into the...
You can.
Yeah, I know I can. I can do anything. I'm going to shoot the... Oh, man, I can't remember. Oh, the bear. Billy the bed. Bed bear. Billy Beaver bear.
Okay.
Sixteen.
Okay, that hits. So roll your d10.
Plus 3. Surely it is dead.
He just looks really pissed off now.
He was really pissed off before.
Right. So Layla the lizard. Is standing on the side of the booth. The top is open because you never completed it.
Okay. I know you keep telling me that. It is on fire as well.
No, the fire was pushed away.
This is a raging inferno of protection.
And Layla the wizard reaches down and takes a swipe at Jerry.
No!
But since it's behind like a covering, it's going to have disadvantage.
Yes!
Yeah. There's the fire protection for you. You can thank me later.
Oh, you got lucky. So the first hit does not happen. Because it's with disadvantage, so the 10 does not hit you.
That's because I'm so agile and swift.
Invisible.
Told you. And what?
You're visible, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you said I was invisible. No. I was like, I'm so fast, I'm almost invisible. You can't see me. I mean, it's just like...
All right, Buster the Bear starts walking to the other side of the booth that you guys are at, but does not get there.
This is going great.
The owlbear, Billy Beaver takes a swing at Summer.
Wait, that's me.
Yes.
What's he so pissed off about?
I assume 10 does not hit your AC.
He doesn't have a plus or anything?
Maybe we'll become the
AC is 14.
Like we did last time we died.
Oh, we came back as the Bizarros?
Yeah. So maybe we'll just come back as robots this time. Who knows?
You're right.
No.
We should... What?
No additional.
Okay, so... No, it does not hit. Great.
Okay.
Excellent. Good job, Armor.
Boo, your turn.
Ray of Frost at everything.
It can only hit one creature.
All right, it's going to hit the one creature hit last time.
Tommy T. Toad?
Yeah, Tommy T. Toad. Chode.
1d20?
1d20.
That does not hit.
Plus six.
What?
It's plus six?
Probably.
No, it doesn't get anything.
Plus seven.
No. Your Ray of Frost just spits out a snowball and it melts with the fire that's going on around it.
The more I think about it, the more I think that fire may have been a bad idea.
I wish I had Fireball.
You would become insufferable if you had Fireball.
So then now it is Piggy Wigglebutt, and he attacks the wife of that guy that you were talking to.
Oh, man.
And kills her.
He's just slaughtering his entire family in front of him. Oh, it escalated pretty quickly from distant cousin to wife.
Yeah. Who's the older? Oh, yeah. Tommy Tito attacks,
No!
I told you not to use Ray of Frost.
I have nothing else.
All right. I assume that does not hit.
Would you like a sword?
I'd like to die already.
Tiger.
Yeah, what?
Your turn.
All right, I will shoot my wad at the beaver.
Okay.
Well, that's not good.
No, it is not. Because it is a critical failure.
Yeah.
Crit.
When you shoot, you fall down on your back with your head towards the beaver.
So I fall on the beaver?
No, just right in front of it.
Can I give my sword to Jerry?
No, you're on the ground.
Okay.
You already used your turn.
Jerry, I have a sword. You should take it from me.
It's not my turn.
I always wanted you to have it.
I will take it in like 3 or 4 turns.
I know you're going to do Ray of Frost again.
I'm going to Ray of Frost the sword and see if that helps.
It's not going to help.
It helps in video games.
Does it?
Okay. So the ghoul took another swipe at Boo, but did not hit.
Ha! Because I'm so clever and swift.
And wily.
And I am very wily.
And Buster the Bear finishes surrounding the other side of the...
All right.
So what you're saying is where we do have money. I have a Fabergé spider.
Give them the
Fabergé. What? What? No, I
give them the spider.
I have it written down here specifically. It says plus dead spider in parentheses Fabergé.
I think we were just joking about that.
I know.
I never joke about this.
I don't even know what it means. Fabergé.
The dead spider
is made of Fabergé.
Was worth a lot of money, but we were joking that it was Fabergé.
So it's worth a lot of money.
Worth a lot of money, yes.
Okay, I don't really care if it's Fabergé because that would make it fragile. I think that's what Fabergé means.
Fragile.
Quick, offer him a spider.
I don't have any spiders. You're the one who has spiders. I have nothing. I am going to sleep now.
Oh, you got
wake me up when this is over and I'm dead.
Oh, that one was a 20. That was a critical hit.
Yeah, why were you rolling with disadvantage?
No, he was rolling with advantage.
Yeah, that's worse. That's not lucky. That's the opposite of lucky.
So he pounces on you.
And starts licking me.
Let's see.
Like a puppy.
He used... because it is.
This is going great. This is how I always wanted to die. Underneath a table in a bar named Shenanigans.
So you take 7 plus 5, you take 12 damage.
All right. So I'm...
Ooh, it is your turn.
What should I do, Summer?
Take my sword.
Can I take his sword?
Sure.
It's right, strapped to my back.
I take his sword and I swing it wildly because I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't tell her that.
Well, that should give me an advantage.
No, it definitely does not give you an advantage.
It's luck. It's dumb luck. It's like this is what happens in these things where I all of a sudden just by blindly swinging this thing around am going to win. But of course, now that I've said something.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, beginner's luck.
That's what
you have to give me beginner's luck. It's the law. All just right. Tell me what the roll.
To be your D20.
The attack bonus is 4.
Not if he doesn't know how to use it. It's a +2.
Really?
So it's 8. It doesn't hit.
Fuck. Fuck.
It is... who is that?
Summer.
Pinky Bigglebutt.
Anybody.
Yeah, but you swung wildly. I saw it.
You did.
It was disgusting.
Piggy Wigglebutt decides to attack this guy's son and kill him.
Wow, that's quite an escalation.
Yes.
Yeah, we were doing so well before.
No, I mean, his family is being decimated in front of him.
He got a family, damn it.
He has a family.
Is that the first time he's seen him die?
Oh, so he's bored, I guess.
So he's handling it well.
I mean, in a way, we're immortal.
Yeah, but dying really hurts.
Yeah, but not existing hurts more.
I don't know if that's true.
We're
getting way beyond this game with that kind of conversation, man.
So the ogre, Tommy T. Toad. He uses his webby hands and he hits you because it's plus six.
Oh.
So it'd be 17.
Ugh.
And it is.
Does it make a really funny slapping sound?
Like a slipping sound?
It does. It makes a really. So it's 2 plus
15.
Oh, it's 6 damage. Okay, Tiger, your turn.
All right. Yeah, I will shoot at the beaver because I'm mad at him.
You are prone.
The beaver.
What are my options?
I mean, I guess you can shoot. Try to shoot from the ground, but you're going to do it at disadvantage.
Well, can I get up and shoot?
You can. Yeah, I think you can get up and shoot.
I feel like you can move and you have a maneuver and an action, but that's also Star Wars, so I don't know if it's the same or not.
I think you can.
All right, well, I'm going to do it before you have a chance to look it up. It's not like this is going to wildly shift the balance in my favor. Or does it? Yeah! The beaver explodes.
Roll 1d10.
That beaver better explode all over this place.
0.
Oh. Nice. 13. I thought the same thing, and then I realized, nope, that's a 10.
All right, great. So the beaver, it explodes in a fine mist of red and fire.
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive? Yes. After 13 damage? After already hitting him twice?
Yes.
All right, I'm just going to lay down.
Welcome. I have a shirt and a blanket. If I lay down flat enough, I hope they think I'm a rug.
All right, so the ghoul reaches over and swipes at Cure.
Oh my god. Poor Cure.
Sixteen, so that does hit you.
But very softly.
Like barely even a touch.
Yes. Cause he was
because I was perfectly hidden as a
and still
as a blanket.
Oh, see, I'm not the only one that does it.
No, except I'm the first one to put a question mark.
Which actually I think by the rules negates it. And now we get bonus points.
8 damage.
To
here is
dead.
Yeah, dead.
Yes. Wait, is he dead?
Yeah.
I thought he had 4. I thought he had a lot higher health.
You had 14, and then you got hit last time for.
Oh yeah.
For some. And that last one brought you down to 0.
I died.
So now it is
old the bots.
Died of bots.
So the Chilism. Buster Bear. Let's see. It's going to hit Summer with his banjo.
Yeah. But does he know I'm laying down?
But you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm standing defiantly, proudly.
You're so brave.
Does 15 hit your AC?
I'm so dead.
Well, it says 14, but you said that Boo had plussed up. I don't have a note. Oh, wait.
I got you at 15, too.
You have me on 15?
Yeah.
I would think that mine is higher, though. Because it was higher before. Let's see. 15. I'm trying to see if I have a note here.
When I told Boone this was 15, I was looking at your sheet.
Always leave a note. Always leave a note.
And that's why you always leave a note. I'm trying to see if always I got...
Always leave a note.
I don't have any notes of it. I would think my digital character sheet would have it in there. I was trying to keep that up. Here, level 3. Also, I'm a level 3. Yeah. You said I was level 2 earlier.
Yeah, I did.
So I should have had one extra.
You were pretty much maxed up.
No, I was actually.
I think you were one shot.
Yeah.
I've got your armor class written down as 14.
All right. Well, it's 14 then, because if I really was paying attention, then I wouldn't. I would know better. So
you wouldn't be so ornery.
Yeah. So it hits you then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 4.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah. I'm so dead, and I'm loving it, just like the movie.
I think it's incredibly painful. So, from what I've heard.
I'm already dead. It doesn't matter.
So you are down to 3 health then.
No.
Yeah, got him.
No, because plus 6, I was at 24.
Okay.
Minus 12, I was at 12. Minus 7. Oh, it's
minus 9.
It's 9. Oh, I didn't see the plus 2. Okay.
Yeah.
So 3.
So you're at 3.
All right.
Now it's the owlbear's turn, or not the owlbear, who was at the beaver.
Oh, the beaver, my bestest friend in the whole world.
Yes.
Wait. Oh, so we went back, we were already up at the top?
Yeah. You went to stand up and shoot.
Right.
And then it was the other person's
turn. Oh, I was thinking it was Boo's turn when he died, but obviously it wasn't.
He just died.
You can die in anyone's turn.
Yeah. You do not have to wait for your turn to meet your demise.
All right.
Okay.
Can I, though?
So the owlbear decides to... Not the owlbear. Billy Beaver decides to attack you.
Hug me with love.
His giant teeth.
Okay.
That is a 20, so I assume that hits.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That is 13.
That's higher than 3.
It is. You are both dead.
And loving it.
I'm not loving it.
And then all of a sudden you guys wake up. And you had just re-entered, or you had just entered the restaurant.
But now at least I get appetizers. Or we have 12 hours.
Right. You have 12 hours to prepare.
Can I...
If you would like to stop it there, and maybe you can talk about what your plans are.
What can we do? I'm going to be completely honest. I have no idea what we could do. I mean, I tried everything.
Me too.
Oh, you tried turning invisible, and that was it.
That's, I mean, and we tried
talking. To be fair,
To be fair,
I went in with like no other magic. You know, I had nothing else I could use. And I already tried running away once. I mean, what else was I supposed to do?
And his spells are all gone now?
All right, this is what I'll do. So you wake up from dying.
And it's all a bad dream.
Completely refreshed. So it's like you had just taken a long nap.
Cool. I can do that.
Okay.
All right.
So that helps in one way, although I started with 24 before. I don't want to like cheat the game too much, but did not seem like those animatronics were interested in talking to us at all. There was like no way around it from that.
No,
this is straight up just a battle.
Yes.
Okay. And doing the fortifications didn't seem to help in the slightest.
It kind of did.
It gave us one extra turn, maybe.
Yes. But you have a whole restaurant to try to do something in these 12 hours.
Okay. Well, I say we gather up the people and the Peppos and we make a good fight for it.
They did not seem to be interested in working with us either. They kind of shoot us away.
Well,
too.
We only had 2 hours.
You didn't really try talking to them either.
That's we only had 2 hours.
You didn't try convincing them to help you fight.
I mean, I thought we brought it up. I thought I said, "Hey, are you guys interested in doing some sort of training montage?"
Well, yeah, but you only had 2 hours.
He's right. You could have been fucked.
Well, that's true, but they didn't seem interested.
Well, also, I mean, the guy had to get back to his family.
Yeah, and what did that do for him?
Well, it ended up in the same place as you did.
All right.
But just think, you have a whole restaurant.
Yeah, and people. Although they just died.
They weren't putting up a fight.
Okay.
Well, I'll figure it out. I say we unite the peoples and attack with everything we've got. And do I get all my magic back?
Yeah, it's like a long rest.
Okay, cool.
Do I get all my arrows back?
Yeah, it's like a long rest.
Yeah, but those don't give you arrows back.
Shut up. What are you doing?
You have been shooting a lot of arrows.
Well, I mean, I lost 4 arrows in that last battle. I lost 4 arrows in the battle before the last. And I think we agreed that I had 10 arrows remaining last session.
Okay. So, yeah, you got 10.
All right.
So, Boo, you said use whatever you got, right?
For what?
You said unite all the people and use whatever we got.
Yes.
What do you got?
Chairs.
Okay.
Tables.
Yes.
Beer. Can we dump beer on them?
Maybe.
All right. So now we're getting something. Dump beer on everybody.
It's not a frat party.
Maybe that's why we lost, because we're not treating it like a frat party.
Well, just think, what do restaurants have?
Fire.
Right, fire.
Okay.
Knives.
Okay.
Glass.
Okay.
That's it. Knives, okay. Fire, and glass.
That's all a restaurant is to you.
I mean,
business.
Well, they don't have food.
Well, what would you do with food?
Well, if they don't have food, then I guess they don't have, like, oil.
I mean, it's a restaurant. Why wouldn't they?
Well, why wouldn't they have food? So I guess we'd have to find out whether or not they have oil.
Okay. So that's something you can do.
Deep fry stuff.
Deep fry those motherfuckers.
Deep fry the knives in glass, yeah.
Yes. Knives. Dude,
this is
deep fried beer.
Toilets.
Okay.
Electricity.
Yes.
Robots hate electricity. Well, they also love it.
They're pure electricity.
Yeah, but
that's what they run on.
We don't know that. There was no wires.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I asked, but they didn't say anything. Perhaps they didn't hear me.
Okay, but you see what I'm getting at, right?
No. What am I supposed to do with fire and glass and knives?
And oil
and families.
It's like there's a sketch with that guy, Pete Holmes, and he does like where he's like Professor X and he's firing all the X-Men and he's yelling at Wolverine. He's like, listen, our main enemy is a man who controls metal. What are you made out of? What is your bone made out of? He's like, metal. It's like, do you see the problem here? He's like, well, I can just ride at him with my motorcycle. And he's like, right. What's the motorcycle made out of? Tubes. Glass. In this bar, glass and fire. What can we do to make something out of this?
Neon.
No neon.
Okay. Flare.
Oh. That kind of flare. Not like a flare gun flare.
No, like... What do they call it in Office Max or Office Space? I thought it was flare.
I don't remember. Flare, yeah. Yeah, because her...
Bits of flare. Like,
suspenders didn't have enough flare.
She was in the wrong.
Yeah, she had one button.
Yeah, you know, that's not enough.
She was a friend.
She's got a show. What?
She was a friend.
The actress was a friend, yeah.
She was one of the friends. All right, so then we're going to have to think about how to build some sort of adversarial robot out of glass, knives, and oil.
Okay.
And chairs. We have chairs. Don't forget we have chairs.
And toilets.
And toilets. We're going to build ourselves our own robot with blackjack and hookers.
So how long are we going to spend napping?
You feel like you just woke up refreshed.
Oh, it felt like the best sleep we've ever had.
You were dead. So
in a way, we live forever. No,
it was very painful.
Yeah, but it's kind of like having your back cracked, right? It like hurts a lot, but it feels really good after.
Yeah, but it still hurts a lot. The whole time you're dying.
But I feel like a fresh babe now.
Okay.
All right.
What are you talking about?
I'm reborn like a fresh babe.
Off.
It's short for baby.
It's the same length.
That's so fucking funny. Oh.